Welcome to episode 148 of Boston Transaction Mod. I'm May.
And I'm Jay.
And this time we watch Shoutmon, Bogus King, or The Real Thing, question mark.
Or Shootmon, Prowth of a King.
And Sweet Zone Bake Off.
Or Sweat Zone, Sweat Tooth Digimon Battle.
That sounds disgusting. And Battle in the Diddle Depths.
Or the Ultimate Weapon Active. Hang in there, cute man.
So we've got sweat and we've got old tomatoes, so it sounds like a very disgusting episode this time, hey?
Yeah, delicious sweaty tomatoes.
So we're not doing any DigiNews or Lost News Lightningmon this week. I just wanted to mention that, remember, we're only covering two episodes in the podcast in 2 weeks because it's the last bit of part one, so that's a thing. Also, we'll be recording it a bit early because Jay is going away to Israel for a while, and that's very exciting. Are you excited, Jay?
More or less. I'm a homebody. International travels, I'm not really sure it's my thing, but I was given an opportunity. I'm like, yeah, I'll do it.
Well, take lots of photos and because I've never been to Israel, so that's quite interesting.
I'll think about it. I'll think really hard about it.
You'll think about, like, should I take a photo of this or should I just think about it? And also, I think this episode might be a bit on the shorter side, both this episode and next episode, obviously, because next episode's only got 2 episodes this episode, because I broke my collarbone on Saturday. Apparently it's very broken.
You shouldn't even be doing the show right now.
No, it's fine. I went back to the hospital today and they were like, yeah, we're not sure what's worse, letting it recover naturally or the surgery, because the surgery we don't like performing it on in-shape, female-bodied people, because the metal plate sticks out and also it can sever nerve endings in the mammaries.
That's rough.
Yeah, or otherwise I cannot have the surgery and only have like a 50-50 chance of it healing. So that's a thing. So it hurts a lot. I can't move the left side of my body. I've been off work all week and taking lots of codeine. So yeah, this week I cannot recall much happening because I've just been in agony. So yeah, so forgive me if this episode isn't super duper fantastic. Also, I've been having codeine rebound headaches, so I've been quite sick.
People get that from, like, not addiction, but, like, dependence. Maybe you should not be doing the show right now. Maybe you should chill.
No, I'm good.
Take the night off.
I have enough energy to do,
There is an emergency, and you should just relax.
I'm good. It's fine. I can get through this. So
You shouldn't have to endure the show. You should be able to do the show on your own schedule.
But this is my own schedule.
No, because your collarbone got broken. Chill out.
I'm good, people though. Allowed, it's fine.
People are allowed paid days off at work here in Australia when they're injured or sick.
Yes, but this is a podcast, and I will go on for the sake of the podcast.
You don't must. That's not true. That is the opposite of true.
I can do this. It's fine. Anyway, so on to Obnoxious Synopsis, where I think Jay tells me to go to bed at the end. The first episode we're watching this week is called Shoutmon, Bogus King or The Real Thing, or Shoutmon, Proof of a King. What do you think will happen in this episode?
I mean, he's been doubting himself for the last episode or so. That's his arc. He has to sort of get over it, and he's going to get over it hilariously quickly as he proves that he actually does deserve to be the king because he's so nice and or he's with the right person who can lead the army for him. I don't know, he'll probably prove that he's kind of actually nice at heart rather than a loud jerk who just wants to be king for his own sake.
Right.
But it's the sort of thing where, boy, they could have built this up to be an interesting point that, like, he can overcome rather than just somebody poses him with self-doubt and in the next episode he's like, ah, I'm over it.
Right. Do you think anything will annoy you in this episode?
See comments above.
Ah, that's fair enough. Do you think it'll be a good episode?
Look, I don't think it will be because it needs time for this sort of storyline to simmer, to have sort of an emotional resonance to it. As an example, I think episode 49 or 50 of My Hero Academia just came out, and I spent the entire time with, like, my hand on my chest being like, because everything was very emotionally resonant. Not because of exactly what was happening, it was all pretty straightforward, but it meant a lot more because they had built up characters over the course of 50 episodes, so that when they did certain actions, it meant a lot to you as an individual, rather than just things are happening, people are resolving things that, you know, they only realized were problems last episode.
Right. So what rating?
Like 5. I don't think any of these are disasters. They're just boring because they didn't put the time in and didn't write them well enough.
Filler or not filler?
I don't think it can be necessarily, but it probably could be actually, because his story arc hasn't been relevant before. But it seems like something you would tie into legitimate story events. Let's go with no.
Then the second episode that we're watching this week is called Sweet Zone Bake Off, or Sweet Zone Sweet Tooth Digimon Battle.
So this is the Bergamon filler episode, but done with candy instead of burgers.
Right. So, do you think that'll happen? Like, what will happen this episode is just they make food?
It does seem like a giant waste of time. And what, you're gonna have the kids making their version of food, and they're all really bad at cooking in their own way.
Right, so do you think anything will annoy you in this episode?
I'd probably that it's a big waste of time. I constantly have problems when they're like, how are they gonna have a bake-off when they're trying to save the world? What are they doing?
Do you think it'll be a good episode?
Not particularly, but at the same time, I think it'll have good moments.
And what rating?
Give it another 5 as well.
And filler or not filler?
Yes, absolutely filler. 100%.
So
Nothing more fillery.
you think it'll be our first filler episode?
I've said filler episodes before, and there have been.
Not in this season.
Oh, there have been. But, like, just not exactly. Like, there was a whole filler arc in which Taiki loses his crossloader, gets it back, then loses it again. That Wisemon stuff did not matter. Yeah?
Yeah, that's fair. And the third episode we're watching this week is called Battle in the Digital Depths, or The Ultimate Weapon Active Hang in There Cutemon. What do you think will happen this episode?
Oh my god, if Cutemon's the ultimate weapon, that would be the best. I know they're not, but we're gonna have some kind of Cutemon-centric episode, which is great because Cutemon's awesome and just hasn't even been shown on screen in ages, which is super weird. I can't really tell you what's gonna happen because I have no idea what the ultimate weapon is, but I guess Bagramon. They're not even gonna defeat all the generals before Bagramon's like, ah, hit the big red button, emergency time.
Do you think anything will annoy you in this episode?
I think it would be annoying if, like, Cutemon's story falls by the wayside and is nothing because the main story just kicks it back over again, like what happened last time with his parents.
Do you think it'll be a good episode?
It'll be the best of the three, but that's not saying much.
And what rating?
Like a 6.
Okay, and filler or not filler?
It will not be.
Okay, any other predictions for any of these three episodes?
I got nothing for you. Go lie down. You're dying.
Yeah, I probably will do that then. Well, on to the show. So episode 26 starts off with, and I want to point this out, and I don't usually talk about the title cards, but I love the little King Shoutmon that we get in the title card for this episode. It is so cute because he's all grumpy, but he's got in like a cloak and he's got a crown on, and it is the cutest thing, and it makes me happy.
I only noticed it the second time round.
Oh yeah, because they keep the title cards in the English version, don't they?
Well, I would assume so. Otherwise, what the hell did I say?
Yeah, no, I always forget that because they never do keep the English title cards, so I'm really glad they do. Or maybe I just haven't realized it before. But anyway, Cross Wars is good because they keep the title cards in the English version, if anything. So
That makes the
Taiki wants.
entire
Yep.
thing good and worth it.
I'm at the dub, more like. So Taiki wants to evacuate everybody to Shinobi Zone, which is how the last episode ended. So he puts everyone, like all the villagers, into his crossloader, which is actually pretty clever. Like, he's actually saying, oh, this thing has like unlimited memory to put all these Digimon in, so I'm just going to evacuate them all. So he saves them all. And in any other season, like, it would be like, how did they all travel? How did they all go together? It's a big group. In this season, just like, oh no, the crossloader makes sense. It,
Oh yeah,
like,
that
is
mechanic we put
pokeable.
into the show. I forgot.
Yeah. Wait, did you forget?
No, I'm.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the creators of the show. So Shoutmon wants to form this world that Taiki wants. Like, he's describing this world, and Shoutmon's like, oh, I want that world too, and I want to help Taiki, like, fulfill his dream of how he wants the world. But I'm unsure if I can because he's such a great general, and I want to do right by him as like his right-hand man. But I can't. I'm not strong enough. I'm weak.
How is he
The
the right-hand
Digicross.
man? He's meant to be the king.
I know, but he's
The
he's
general's the right-hand man.
yeah. But in the original, he's saying that he's acknowledging that the general is still above him and he has to do right by him. But also, he is the king. Like, I don't think he's thinking of it as different. Like, that Taiki's not on, like, is a lesser level than him, because I think he acknowledges that he needs him to become the king, so he's putting him up on a higher level than just that.
I always just read it as like, oh, he looks at Taiki and goes, oh, that's actually the kind of what king I want to be, which no, is that, fascinating that the... because like he's only realizing this now.
That was in the dub more like, because he says that Mikey, he wants to be like Mikey because Mikey is like a king. In the original, it's more like, oh, I want to build this world that Taiki is talking about. In the dub, it's Mikey's like a king, I want to be like a king. So it's quite different between the two.
Isn't like Mike a movie?
He then pretends to be happy and he starts doing this dance, like this digi-noir dance, to sort of cover up for how he's actually really, really unhappy with himself at the
very
moment.
Very sad dance.
And it's, like, it's pretty heartbreaking. Like, he's doing this, like, oh, nothing's wrong, digi-noir, digi-noir. And, like, I don't know, it just, it seems really heartbreaking because it's clearly a cover-up. And I don't think anyone actually, I think Taiki might realise that it's a bit out of character or a bit unusual that he's talking about digi-noir to this extent.
This is me in year 8. Like, I got one of my many suspensions and I came back to the classroom, like, smiling really, really wide because I wanted no one to think anything was wrong. And everyone immediately knew something was wrong.
Yeah.
I'm saying it doesn't work.
Mm. Well, it works for Shoutmon. It actually, people know it's suspicious because Cutemon then, like later on in the episode, accuses Shoutmon of stealing digi-noir because he's so obsessed with it, or he's appearing obsessed with it.
I mean, he was always obsessed with it. It's not new.
I know, but all Digimon are obsessed with it. It's like catnip, right?
Yeah, that's probably... it's hard to, I mean, they don't eat catnip, right? That actually just induces a drug response in cats.
Mm. During the night, Shoutmon wakes up Ballistamon. And then they find that Blastmon is there and he's sort of assembling himself through these fragments. And then Taiki is woken up by Wisemon and says that everyone should examine themselves because he's noticed something strange.
That's OP as hell, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Like, he can basically separate himself. And he was also... he could do that enough for them to be multiple of him because he was also there with Kiriha. But Kiriha figured it out because, of course, he did. Anyway, there's an added line in the dub where when they hear sort of, like, the ground shaking because Blastmon's attacking... Wisemon says, unless you ordered pizza, that's him now. And I don't know why. I just... The dub will always love pizza references. Right?
Well, like, yeah. I mean, it's the English. I'm trying to figure out, I know it's right now, but the math in this episode feels wrong.
Mm?
At the end of the Japanese, I'm sure that they say that they have 27 code crowns. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
And then the math that Blastmon does around now is... You have 22 and I have 8?
Oh, yeah. It's the ongoing joke of Blastmon not being able to do maths at all.
Yeah, but 22 and 8 doesn't make 27. And also...
Yeah, Blastmon can't do maths.
Yeah, but it's not like he concludes 27. He says 22 plus 8 and then he can't figure out the answer. Because those are the actual numbers. And then at the end of this episode, they say they have 29.
Yeah, but Blastmon is just wrong.
Well, how many do they have?
I can't remember, but I just know that...
How do you not know everything? Where's your encyclopedic knowledge of Digimon?
All I know is that the dub is making this running joke that Blastmon's really bad at maths. They make him, like... either unable to do simple maths or just say, hey, 1 plus 1 equals 10 or whatever. He's just really bad. And it's like this joke, which I don't like as much as his character in the original, which is like calling everyone, like giving everyone the honorific of Chan and just being kind of adorable for like this big grumpy monster. I don't know. Taiki wants to digicross, but Ballistamon interrupts and then Shoutmon interrupts him and says, no, we can digicross because he doesn't want Taiki to find out that something's wrong. Beelzemon shows up and notices something. In the dub, Beelzemon thinks a bit more, like there's some added dialogue about how he thinks that Shoutmon must be injured from the last fight or something. Beelzemon then suggests to Taiki that they should try to fight using two separate Digimon. So he gets digicrossed with Revolmon instead.
I don't get why Darulamon says like he knew all along and never said
everything.
Anything. But why didn't he say something?
Because that's kind of Darulamon's character, right? Is he's kind of just there. He's like, oh, they'll figure it out.
No, that's dumb. He's meant to be smarter than that. I assume.
I still think he's just sort of there because he's just like, this is the right thing to do, but also I don't really want to be here, so I'm going to withhold information.
He wants to be there.
Yeah, but he's kind of like a tsundere, but also I think that if he's worked out this much, he's worked out that it'd hurt Shoutmon's ego if Taiki found out.
But Taiki finds out by himself, and then they all agree, don't say anything, which is to say, he's smart enough to know you tell Taiki, and then they work it out at a distance.
Yeah, but I could still think he wants to try to protect Shoutman in some way. I don't know.
That's really dumb. That's intensely dumb.
It just feels like it's his character, though. I don't know, just Darulamon's kind of, like, pretty unhelpful. Like, whenever they're like, hey, Darulamon, can you do a thing? He's like, no. Like, hey, Darulamon, can you tell the joke? No.
Well, that's different. He's embarrassed.
He's embarrassed. Tactimon says that Blastmon is losing followers. In the dub, Blastmon is saying that he doesn't know where everything is and where the kids are and stuff. And Tactimon asks Blastmon if they should join. And Blastmon establishes that he's not here to win. And Tactimon wishes him luck with whatever he's doing. And this scene is really cute. But in the dub, it's just sort of, I know, it seems less friendly. And in the original, it's really cute. And they're just like, oh, I wish you luck. And he's like, thank you, Tac-chan. It's really cute. In the dub, it's just like, I don't know, it's more like they're not really friends. They're just sort of working together, but they don't really like each other. I don't know.
Also, no wonder that it's harder to find people to join the Bagra army. They keep eating all their people when they, like, cross them.
Yeah, but we don't know.
To absorb their power.
Yeah, but we don't really know if that makes them normal, like, afterwards.
No,
like,
they're definitely dead.
Oh, yeah, but when, I guess, in the scenes where they are absorbed into, like, basically bits of dust and data and stuff, yeah, okay, that's probably dying. But
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I wouldn't really want to join that team. Taiki can tell that Shoutmon is acting weird, and Cutemon says that Shoutmon must be stealing Diginoir with Ballistamon. Taiki goes along with Cutemon and then says that he only bought Cutemon in case Shoutmon is hurt and needs healing. They see that Shoutmon and Ballistamon are training, and Beelzemon shows up and says that he knew all the whole time because it must be hurting him a lot to be the base of the Digicross.
That doesn't make sense. They're not physically inside the robot with people standing on top of him.
Yeah, but I still feel like he's using magic. The base of his power.
No, it's magic. They're all tired.
I know, but I feel like he's like the base of it though. It's called Shoutmon.
You keep saying the same thing that they have said without any sort of reasoning about how it makes any sense at all.
Well, we've been told that that's how it works.
But it doesn't.
I don't know. I just feel like in the logic of the show is telling us something, and there's just like, okay, well, in the universe, the one that is the original Digimon that starts it all, the one in the name, is the one that it is hurting the most.
But they've never established that in any way or made any sort of suggestion about it until now.
Mm.
And this is the only one it affects or will ever affect.
I don't know. I'm just saying that it makes sense. Anyway, so
that's a stretch.
So then, when Shoutmon's saying that he doesn't want to tell Taiki because it'll make him anxious about using him as a Digicross, and he doesn't want that to happen, and Shoutmon says that the only reason he told Ballistamon is because he's his best friend.
Aww,
then in the dub, for some reason, they remove this, and he says, "Oh, I only told Ballistamon because I needed a sparring partner."
Lame.
That's just like, okay, fair, you did know the sparring partner, but I don't know, original is like, oh, he's my best friend, and that's the question of, Digimon have best friends besides their chosen child?
Did you catch the part in the English when they're sneaking out together and Blisterman says that he weighs 2,000 pounds?
I must have missed that.
So when that's what happens. And also, 2,000 pounds is a lot. That's like half a ton or something.
Mm.
It is a metric ton, and I think it's half an imperial ton.
Jeez.
Okay, so he's basically a car.
Yes.
He's a bit big for what he's been doing. It's like there was a wrestling show a while back that was the Tables, Ladders, and Chairs. And there was one where it was called Tables, Ladders, Chairs, and Stairs. Uh-huh. And they had this graphic with the stairs. And they said that these like metal stairs they have in the corner of the ring weigh 3,000 pounds.
Jeez.
Which is 1.5 metric tons.
Yeah.
Then the wrestlers are all throwing them at each other, and you're like, that's not right.
That breaks kayfabe a little bit.
Yeah, destroyed. And that's how I felt about this. I'm just looking at Blistermon, I'm like, no, you're not. You're not even 6 foot tall.
Maybe he's very dense. Maybe he's got a lot of stuff on the inside, right?
We actually know he doesn't, because he opens up and he manufactures stuff. He's mostly hollow.
Maybe he's got, like, really, really heavy gears or something. Or maybe he's big boned.
I'm just big boned.
So, Beelzemon says that they're real warriors, and that's why he's helping them. And he sort of mumbles this, and Shoutmon says, what? And he's like, oh, never mind. We find out that Shoutmon gave the other Digimon Diginoir, because he's a good guy. Then a Digimon called Suamon shows up, and Shoutmon...
So what's it called?
Suamon.
I could never remember. It's sewers. Like a sewer where poop goes?
No, Suamon.
Oh,
Tsuwamon.
Right, I could never catch it.
Anyway, so Shoutmon's hitting away his attacks, and what I liked in the dub is that they make it more obvious that he's trying to help, because Shoutmon just says, I can dodge all the shots except for the 10th shot, And then Suomon shows up, attacks 10 times and said, you dodged the 10th shot. And this is like some added bit that the original didn't really have.
What? No, that's exactly in the original. What do you mean?
No, but the dub made it more obvious.
Yeah, because they like to spell everything out.
Yeah, I feel like it was subtle in the original, but the dub was just like, hey, by the way.
It was really not subtle. I promise you, it was not subtle.
Yeah, but this is like beating you over the head with it.
And that's better?
So Tsuamon says that he passed the training and warns them of Blastmon approaching. The Digimon Digicross make Cross 4B. Blastmon is able to push him pretty far, and he's very strong, even though he's only like, he's sort of like half a Blastmon. Oh no, he came back, didn't he? He's still very strong anyway.
Well, he didn't really fully reform.
Yeah. He was so skinny when he was, like, the forming Blastmon.
Yeah, and it's weird because, like, in the English, they start having this voice of Blastmon coming from, like, off-screen as though he's not even there.
Mm-hmm.
In the Japanese, the body says, oh, this is just a copy, blah, and then he explodes. Yeah. Whereas in the English, it's like, he's not even there. You're hearing, like, a radio broadcast of, like, oh, that was just my copy.
Mm.
By the way, if he can just make tons of copies, can't he just make an army that's all himself?
I think that they get weaker because they're just fragments of yourself. He's not, like... He's not actually making copies, he's sort of making splits of himself. Like, he's splitting himself in half, and that's why he has a lot less things and is able to be beaten pretty easily when he was in that sort of, like, semi-form state.
I'd ask you for sources on that, but I think that the show does imply that when it's his just head at the end and he says it'll take a long time to regrow. Because it sort of implies, initially with the concept, that he can make himself out of any of these shard fragments, but I guess they're fragments of himself.
Yeah.
So I know they're very easy to destroy once they're apart from him, which doesn't make any sense. That's like anti-Digimon logic.
Less formed, I guess. Anyway, but so we find out that Lunamon is running to get some Digimon that Shoutmon gave to her, and she says it's very important to her, and she basically almost dies trying to get it.
Did he sign it? I swear to God,
he signs it.
It's empty, but she's like, oh, I want the signed chip packet.
Yeah, in the dub, she says that Chapmon signed it for him, but we actually see that it's signed for him. It's so cute. Oh my gosh, it is pretty cute.
What do you sign it with? Do they have pens?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe chalk. I don't know. Shoutmon says he wants to become stronger and not lose, and he wants to build Taiki's world, and he wants to be a king. In the dub, they make it sort of more about himself being king rather than building Taiki's world, which I'm not sure what I prefer, because on one hand it's like, okay, yeah, his whole character thing is that he's more focused on being a king rather than anything else. But in the original, I do like that we know how important being a king is, but Shoutmon is saying that it's important to build Taiki's world, and I don't know, I like that. But in the dub, they just sort of remove that part a bit.
I actually prefer it when he's focused on his own stuff.
Mm.
My big problem with all of this has been that I don't think his character arc has been done well. I think they gave themselves a really good setting and a good setup, and then they mostly ignored it, and now that it was, like, a question, it wasn't even an emotional thing. It wasn't like he wasn't ready. It's like, oh, I'm literally not physically strong enough, so just throw some rocks at me and I'll be fine.
Yeah.
By the way, that's not how training anything works.
Mm.
You're not stronger on the day you go to the gym. You're stronger later when your body reacts to it and build everything up.
I know, but Digimon logic and Digimon physics, right?
Digimon logic, i.e. none.
Yeah, true. So Sparamon, the best character in the show, shows up, and she says, hey, let's make Cross 5. And he's like, no, come at me the way I am. And they make Cross 5B, which is like Cross 5, but it's got the Beelzemon on it. So they murder Blastmon and get his code crowns, and Suomon congratulates them. And we find out the Blastmon's now just ahead. And the dub, he mentions that it'll take him hundreds of years to get back to the way he was.
Like, then we like get 400 years. Like, what's happening?
Yeah.
Don't Digimon move really quickly?
I know, but that's to show how impossible it basically is to reform himself to the way he was.
That's stupid. Maybe he should eat more diamonds.
True. No, that just makes him shiny, though. So then we get a plot twist. Gasp. Damemon with Suomon, and he's working for Team Twilight.
Also, were they foreshadowing the candies in the next episode with that candy bowl that Blastmon can't reach?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't even remember that.
He's, like, on the ground, and he goes, Tacti, come back. Give me some candy. I can't reach it.
That's adorable. I don't remember that. I wish I did. Anyway, then Taiki does his thing for, I think, the third time in the season, where he senses a dying Digimon. So what do you think of this episode as someone who was new to Digimon?
It's fine. It does feel like a great way to waste everyone's time. Because here's the thing, right? Blastmon was already defeated. So defeating him again doesn't do anything. I think that the resolution of Shoutmon's arc of, I don't know if I can hold this together. Maybe I'm not good enough. And it turns out he was just physically not strong enough is the lamest possible way it could have gone.
I like it.
So what you're saying is that, like, oh, the thing that I need to do was just be myself, but harder. Not overcome anything, just train for a day. And now all my stuff's resolved and I'm the best again.
Yeah.
That's awful.
I like it.
I mean, you're allowed to like it, but it's bad.
How'd you rate this episode?
It's like a 5, maybe less, but let's be generous.
I think I gave it a 7. I quite liked it. And how did this episode compare to Predictions of Nox Synopsis?
I'm pretty sure I was quite off because how could I possibly have been correct with it? So what I said was that Shaman overcomes his stunted emotional arc by working out that he's the right guy to be king, even though he's not. Which is to say, I really thought that he would have like an emotional arc to this. And guess I'm wrong, but the stuff that would annoy me was correct. The rating was correct. And did I think that it'd be a good episode? No. I thought it wouldn't be filler though, and it kind of was.
It's still like it's like the end of the arc of like him being anxious about himself.
Yeah, but that's stupid and didn't end well, so it may as well not have happened.
Also, we learn about Suamon, Blastmon's defeated. We get lots of code count crowns from Blastmon, so I don't think it's actually filler.
It's mostly filler because they should have gotten them from him last time because
And
he died.
what was the major difference you noticed?
So, I mean, besides the math, okay. So my favorite thing, I'm not sure this is like the biggest difference, but because I watched it a bit faster, you remember that thing? What's his name? The bad guy from Zero Two?
Which one?
You know, I wouldn't let you.
Oikawa?
Oikawa, yeah. So there's a new version of that, which I really appreciate. When Blastmon dies in English, it's a superior being like me cannot be defeated this way. It's a terrible line. It's especially bad when you speed it up. So that's
Maybe
not.
don't speed it up.
Nah, it's the best. Otherwise, we wouldn't be recording right now.
Oh, fair.
So wrecked, I guess.
So my major difference was definitely like the change in relationship between Tactimon and Blastmon, how we have like this fun, cute, friendly relationship in the original, and the dub is just more like official, I guess. I don't know, it's in the I don't know they it seems like they're bickering almost rather than they actually care about each other, and I'm not a big fan of that. And I guess also the emphasis on building Taiki's world in the original, but in the dub it's more like him being a king. So we'll be covering episode 27 and 28 as one episode.
Because they were the same thing.
We find out that the dying Digimon from the end of the last episode is Spardamon, who is a friend-shaped Digimon, and I love him, and I will die for him.
He's a weird OC-shaped Digimon, is what he is.
He's my best friend.
My best friend.
He was in I think it was called Digimon Story Cross Wars, and there was a blue one and the red one, and I think he was in that. He's a
He
good
looks like a
friend.
fan-made Digimon. Like, he's
I don't
weird.
care, I love him.
You're
He's my best
allowed, but
friend.
it's wrong, obviously.
He's my best friend in the whole wide world. And I hope he has a good day, and I will die for him and protect him. Spardamon protects Sweet Zone, and he asks Crossheart for help. And then when he realizes that they're Team Crossheart, he says that they look weak. But then they go to Sweet Zone, and I really like how Taiki's just like, okay, I'll take you all, and he just puts them in the crossloader. It's pretty cool. Sweet Zone is obviously all made out of sweets, and Shaman asks what sweets are, and I will always love when we have a Digimon asking something that's not from the digital world, like, hey, what's appearance?
I always like that as well. Because it's. But the thing is, the problem is they don't demarcate that very well. The reason you ask that is because the world is totally different. In this world, there's packaged food, there's TVs, and everyone, like, people live in houses. It's a lot like the real world. So those differences are so minor, you have to ask the question, like, why is there even a difference at all?
Yeah. The zone is under control by the Bagra army, and a Digimon called Matadramon is in charge. And I also really like Matadramon's design. I'm pretty happy with the designs that they've introduced.
You mean Matadormon?
Matadormon, yeah. Shoutmon keeps needing everything explained about like pastries and pastilles and stuff like that, and the dub removes this, and I don't know why. It's confusing to me. Like, I'm enjoying that Shoutmon's like, hey, what's this? What's this? I don't know why the dub removed it.
Probably because he's meant to know.
Crossheart gets ambushed by Monzaemon, and they don't know who they are, so Taiki decides to say that Akari is a pastilla instead of fighting. And I do like
A
when Taiki actually,
pâtissière.
yeah, when Taiki ever uses some tactics or like, hey, maybe we could do this instead of fighting. It's something I really like about the show that Taiki's not thick. Everyone else is, but Taiki's not, and I like that. So Monitormon are brought in by Nene. Then, and I'm really confused about this addition in the dub, when they all go into the sort of cooking arena.
I mean the Iron Chef arena straight
Yeah,
up.
the Iron Chef arena, like Iron Chef digital world. We have Jeremy in the dub saying, something about how there's Japanese on the wall. And Angie says, you don't know Japanese. And he's like, well, because I know kendo, I know Japanese. And she calls it kanji, which is really weird because they're from Japan.
I thought it was interesting they gave him crap about it in the English version. I assume that they're trying to, like, differentiate them and, like, say, oh, they're not actually Japanese. Do they ever say they're Japanese?
I feel like at the start they might have, but maybe I'm wrong.
Like, I don't think they ever have, because, you know, we had one episode there. They've been avoiding discussion of, you know, the festival. Could be.
I still think it's weird that they're... Because in other seasons they said, fine, we're in Japan. But in this one, for some reason, we're not going to be in Japan? I don't know, it's just weird.
It's a little bit weird.
We find out the number one chef is Wario Monzamon, and they need to do a bake-off or they die if they lose. And then we find out that Akari is more about the tasting rather than the cooking.
If you die in the bake-off, you die in real life.
True. Dude, baking is a serious business. That's why I don't cook. Well, I mean, I do cook, but I cook only for dinner and not for people. My dinner. I'm not people.
Don't say that.
So it turns out that she burnt a banana cake. In the dub, it's a banana cream pie. I don't know why, but that's a difference that I noticed. The dub adds in this weird music when they're shown around the warehouse. Like, they make it more of, like, a cooking show, and I kind of like it. Like, I don't know, I really like this sort of dramatic, almost, like, reality show-style music they're putting on in the background. Speaking of added dub things, when they're looking around for food, we have Shoutmon saying that he doesn't know what a stupid banana looks like, and Ballistamon says that he knows what a stupid Digimon looks like.
Oi, sick burn!
Which is heartbreaking, because they're best friends, and he's being so mean!
Ah, oh, no, but you say mean things to your best friend.
Yeah, in Australia, not in like other places.
Oh yeah, other places aren't weird.
Yeah, we're one of the only places that it's okay to be horrible to the people you love, right?
But it's so much fun.
Yeah, but like, this is mean. So they're going to make banana cake. Shoutmon, yeah, doesn't know what a banana looks like, and Wario Monzamon says that the peel is used, and they should just eat the insides to get rid of it and use the peel to cook. Cutemon makes Darillamon use the drill to mix the batter, which it embarrasses Darillamon so much, but is so adorable. I don't know, I really like it.
This whole thing is just getting wrecked by Wario Monzamon. It's like, why trust this guy? He doesn't have a trustworthy face.
Yeah, I mean, like, he's evil. Like, he looks evil. Like, I would not trust him.
Do not do a trust.
Wario Monzamon uses up all the fruit, like, he just takes it away. But leaves behind the sweet potatoes. In the dub, Mikey mentions that his mum makes a sweet potato pie.
Let's be real. Those sweet potatoes, when they cut them open, are not sweet potatoes. Those are regular potato.
No, I think that's sweet potato.
Aren't sweet potatoes like orange inside?
I think only when cooked, maybe.
But they cooked them. Oh, they're cutting them. No, they're straight up orange inside all the time.
I can't remember. I don't know. All I know is that I like sweet potato, and it looks like pumpkin, but it's not pumpkin.
It's slightly better than pumpkin.
Yeah, it's better pumpkin, but I can't imagine making a pie or cake out of it.
Well, it's funny because, like, they were making a banana cake before, which is, not great in the first place.
I love banana cake. You don't like bananas.
Yeah, I know, that's true.
So you don't like the banana cake, you just don't like the bananas. Like, that's like saying, hey, do you like this raisin cake? Well, I don't like raisins. So
maybe she'll, like, put something unnecessary in it, like raisin.
Like, banana cake is good, but if you don't like bananas, you obviously won't like banana cake because it's got the banana taste. Something I noticed when I was watching the dub is that Monzaemon's mouth does not move when he, like, it doesn't move when he talks, and it's really weird.
And the English writers must have loved that.
No, it's worse than I only noticed it when I watched the dub.
I feel like the other thing I meant to say is, like, you can still make a cake without the bananas. Like, that doesn't hurt you. You can do it. You just won't taste like bananas anymore. That's not a necessary part of the baking process, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know, I really am also enjoying and I mentioned this a few times, that the dub is making it more like a TV show, and that's, like, my favourite thing in the whole episode.
Because it wasn't much good otherwise.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just Cutemon yelling at an oven. That was the best part of the whole episode.
Oh, yeah. Cutemon doing anything's the best part of every episode.
Yeah, it was actually pretty much the same between the two, what they were screaming. That song changed a little bit, but not enough to be like, oh, that's a difference. Guys, this whole episode sucks. Yep. The conclusion is so dumb.
Yeah, Spidermons can mix the batter too. And I really like how Cutemon uses this attack to cook it faster, but it's this awful singing sound.
Also, it doesn't really cook it. It just explodes it and it dies.
Yeah. Monitormon, meanwhile, are rescuing the captive Digimon with Nene and Sparrowmon. And we get the tradition of women can't cook in this episode, which is what I noticed.
I mean, like, she says right at the beginning that she's the sweet master because she's the best at eating, which is... Who gives a nickname like that?
Yeah.
What jerk goes around like, "Oh man, you're the best at sweets because you eat all of them." Blah.
That means I'm pretty good at it too, then.
I guess that's your nickname now too.
It's my nickname.
Stolen.
Matador Mon prefers Akari's cape because it's full of love and it's original.
Oh, it's
And
the stupidest ending.
the dub, of course, gives him like this awful like accent. Of course it does.
Because his name is Matador Mon. How is he not going to have a Spanish accent?
I don't know. He super does, though. Taki then reveals that they're actually Crossheart, and the Monzaemon army fused with Wario Monzaemon. Spidermon wants to help, so he gets Digicrossed, and we get a new Digicross, which is Cross4S. And Nene was able to rescue all the villagers.
This is what I was asking. How many, like, Cross4 letters are there?
Well, there's not a Cross6.
Oh, spoilers. We got a long time to go. I can't believe there's not going to be a Cross6. You know what it's going to be? It's going to be like Windows 10 or iPhone X. And it's going to skip all the numbers and go straight to 10. That's going to be the ending.
So that's your prediction?
Big spoils.
Okay. Tactimon says that they need to be beaten with perfection and the ultimate enemy is almost ready, which reminds me of basically every Digimon manga ever.
The ultimate enemy. Which,
Chronomon
like,
yep.
is just not even true. This thing lasts one episode. So unimpressive, it's unbelievable.
Oh, do you think he was talking about that one?
I mean, because they refer to it in the same words in the next episode.
Oh, okay.
The ultimate Digimon, you know, whatever it was called. I have it written down. I don't care.
Mm. So Chronomon recognizes Cutemon and says that his family are down below. Matadormon attacks and sends Crossheart conveniently down below. And of course, the end of the episode, I forgot to mention last episode it was XVmon, but this time's data collection episode is Dracomon. So of course, when we get over to down below, episode 28 starts with us learning that there's a giant shredder below, which is terrifying.
Why? And Who put that there?
This whole episode is just so terrifying in general. Like, everything about it is just pretty nightmare fuel.
What's the point of the big shredder? Who put that there? That's unsafe.
To shred things.
Yeah, but who, but like, why? Who installed it? And what are you shredding?
Clearly
it's a big
Digimon.
Empty room.
True.
You can't just clearly Digimon. Someone had to plan that then? Did Matadormon put that there? They've taken over the place like 2 weeks ago.
I thought it was just there, like, from Legend.
What? I don't understand why you would think that.
Zendro is hurt, and Cutemon says that boys shouldn't cry, which I hate, by the way.
They take it out in the English.
Yeah, well, at this point they take it out. In the dub, Cutemon says, "Don't be a wimp, I'll fix you up, it's what Cutemon does." And he heals him, but then he senses his parents. We see that some Ramon are there, and then we see that Monotomon are going to distract the Ramon because Taki says he doesn't want to fight because he wants to rescue the villagers. Cutemon, Darulamon, and Akari are together, and Cutemon heals Darulamon because he got hurt. Nene and Zenjiro are also together, and they find where the other villagers are. And they're all in bags, and there's a Coolamon there, which is interesting, and that's... There are a couple of weird Digimon that we've seen in other seasons, but I think seeing the Coolamon, like, you know, the digital enchilada... As we called it.
Yeah, but that's actually a Digimon in this season.
Yeah, but it's just so weird.
Yeah, everything's weird.
I know, it is strange seeing it.
Puppetmon was in one of these episodes. Like, they don't care.
Yeah, but Coolamon's not a Digimon. Like, we
they are
learn
now.
This. It's just, it is strange.
That's the answer. They are a Digimon now.
Mm. We find that a villager turns into a Ramon, and Nene and Zenjiro escape. Or rather, Nene runs off and Zenjiro sort of clinging to his leg. Taki wants to investigate the top, and he says the data is going up to the top, and he wants to find out what's going on. We find out that there's a big Digimon who's a legendary Digimon called Breakdramon, and he broke up the digital world. He's at the top under the sweet zone. In the dub, people think he's to blame, and it's like, for some reason, the way he's described in the dub seems like it's less of a legend. Like, in the original, like, oh, he's a real Digimon, he's not just a legend, and in the dub it's just like, oh yeah, we think that he's to blame.
He probably did it. Have you seen him? He's shifty.
Oh, he's huge. Like, he could probably destroy everything. But it's interesting that they're, like, showing us this Digimon that broke up the digital world, right?
It is, but again, that, like, this is what makes me feel like it's a big movie rather than... That they've cut into the season rather than, like, actually part of the season.
Uh-huh.
It's just this big legendary thing that is really important but also doesn't actually matter to the course of the show. And they're throwing in, like, Cutemon's parents as a sub-story. And there's all these, like, new Digimon. It's basically Bearmon and Kendomon or whatever it was called.
Mm. Kotemon, yeah.
Yeah, the red chef dude and the Spidermon. They're basically those characters exactly. And, you know, it just feels like you could take this entire section out. And you can, because obviously the ending is everyone gets better and recovers, and there is no lasting impact whatsoever of the bad guy doing anything. It may as well not be here.
Nene brings her cross loader, and Zenjiro says they can't attack them because they're the villagers. Zenjiro saves Nene by jumping past, and his, like, fear of heights is no longer mentioned.
Well, he gets over being scared when he's busy being heroic.
Yeah.
Good on him.
I guess it was also said, like, a couple of episodes ago, he got over his fear, I guess.
No, I don't think so.
Sparamon saves them because they're falling. Taiki makes Cross 5 in a really cool joint, like, Nene and Taiki Digicross animation, and I'm really... I like that they sort of mix up their animations.
I thought it was cool, but, like, it didn't feel like it actually added anything. It was just for the moment. Again, a really movie-like thing that they have this extra bit for her to do, although it has no long-term ramifications at all.
Mm. So Cross 5 cuts down Breakdramon, and Cutemon's parents' data is used to, like, gives a new skill to Breakdramon. Matadormon pilots him, and Cutemon sees his parents that are there and tells them all to stop fighting because the enemies did a smart thing and they're just sort of there, like, in the way, and he can't destroy them because of the Cutemon's parents.
It doesn't seem to me like they did that intentionally.
Well, the writers did it intentionally.
Well, yes, okay. So the writers, i.e. the bad guys, did a smart thing.
Yeah. Cutemon's parents tell him not to run and says that his friends need him, so he can't save them. And they say that they're proud of him, and they say that boys don't cry, which, by the way, still hate.
This is a really interesting sacrifice until it's not a sacrifice and they're totally fine.
Yeah, I would have preferred if they died. I think I say that whenever. No, it would have been dramatic.
Hey, Cutemon, I wish your parents had died.
No, it would have meant something, and you know what?
Tell him that to his face.
Everything would have been the same. Like, nothing would have changed if his parents would have died, except it would have felt more meaningful, this sort of, like, him saying, I'm a boy, and using his super healing. By the way, I still hate that whole thing. In the dub, it's sort of like, it's still like, remember you're a boy, but it's like, no tears because you're a big boy.
Remember who you are.
But it's not, it's still like, I don't know, it's still boys don't cry, but it's like, no, big boys don't cry, but it's still like, I don't know. It's annoying, but the dub, I can see that the dub's actually trying to save it.
Oh, it's no good, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Spider-Mon and Taiki run at Breakdramon, and Spider-Mon uses the sword, and Taiki catches Cutemon's parents. Cross 5 beats Matadormon, and Cutemon is reunited, and the villagers become normal again.
I'm going to be honest with you, every time you say Spider-Mon, it sounds like you're saying Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. This is Spider-Mon.
Spider-Mon does whatever a spatula does.
Tactimon is watching and says that the perfect death awaits them, which is ominous and terrifying.
That's fine. It's fine. Nothing will go wrong until it does. It'll be fine, probably.
Cutemon is continuing with Crossheart and cries, and then he says that boys don't cry, and I hate it. I'm just like, thanks, I hate it. I hate this. This is bad. This is wrong. The dub...
Cutemon, i.e. toxic masculinity mon.
The dub has Taiki calling out toxic masculinity by saying, everyone can cry and it's okay. Like, everyone's allowed to cry. I'm like, thanks, Mikey, for trying.
You know, they only did this because it was 2011. If it was, like, any earlier, they would have been like, yeah, boys crying, that's lame.
Yeah.
I wouldn't cry. I wear goggles instead of crying. That's how I compensate when I'm sad. I put the goggles on and I just look in the distance and I say, Matt, why don't you like me? I went on a tangent there. Sorry, what were we saying?
What do you think of this episode as someone who's new to Digimon?
It was so lame. This entire thing was felt like a massive waste of time. Especially when, like, okay, you take the data out of Digimon, they become Raremon. Interesting. Got it. The fact that you blew up the Breakdramon does not mean they all get their data back. So, and also, these things eat data. So if you gave them back, when they just eat it. So in no way do I ever imagine they would ever turn back into normal Digimon. And yet... before that happened, I just wrote down in my notes, I bet they're all going to turn back to normal at the end of this. Because of course they're going to.
And what would you rate these episodes?
Like, 4? So boring. So predictable.
I gave
predictable.
Them both a 6. I hated the boys don't cry thing. They were okay as episodes, but I feel like... the parents not dying just seemed like sort of like a fake out. Like, oh, we could kill them, but also we won't because nothing... It's the same sort of thing as, like, having Koichi actually die at the end of Frontier,
or you heard it here first. May can't enjoy a show unless someone's parents die.
No, I'm just saying, whenever...
She can't. It's worst.
It's always felt like a complete cop-out when they have a character come back from basically being super dead. So we have the Cutemon's parents, we have Koichi, and then we have Masaru's dad in Saviors.
Digimon's not worth watching if someone's parents don't die today.
All I'm saying is that Although all three of those times would not have changed it, because Koichi's dying and Masaru's dad dying both occurred at the end of the season, so nothing would have changed. Cutemon's parents, I'm pretty sure, never become relevant ever again, so why don't...
Is that really the end of them?
I'm pretty sure, from memory, yes.
That's so garbage.
So why couldn't they just kill... I know it's like it's pretty dark for them to kill characters in Digimon, but they've killed characters in Digimon before.
Not humans.
Dude, just kill Koichi, kill Masaru's dad, kill Cutemon's parents, and just make a day of it. Like
big murder day.
I'm just saying, like,
big murder for everyone.
Nothing plot-wise would have changed, except that it would have felt more meaningful, because you can't just say, "Oh, this character is dead. Also, I brought him back." I don't know. It is bad. Kill your characters, please, Digimon writers. And I mean, like, Atmon's even guilty of it as well, sort of, maybe, because of the last scene when we had the death, and then possibly.
But that was a dream sequence.
Yeah, it's also possibly a dream sequence. That's
pretty obviously a dream sequence.
Yeah. But just don't pull out of, like, actual deaths, because it makes the death scene, like, less meaningful. Like, oh no, I'm sad because this character died. I mean, I think Persona 5 did it right. Like, they pretend to kill a character and then we're like, oh no, they didn't. And all the characters beat up the character.
Like, how dare you do this to me?
I was so angry. Like, I was, like, really sad. And then I was, like, also feeling like, why would they do that? Like, I was so worried about this character. I hadn't put that character up to the top of the social link yet. But, yeah.
I did have the panic at the moment. Like, oh God, was I meant to put in more time?
Yeah, I only had him up to... I had the character up to, like, 9, I think. Like, I was almost done. I was one off. I'm like, oh no. I was really concerned. And then the character comes back and I'm just like, yay.
But also boo.
Everything is right with the world. No, I'm happy that he's back. Like,
yeah, but also boo.
But they didn't make a big scene of it. Like, I don't know. That was almost fine. But in Digimon, they just like, don't cop out of your killing. Just kill them, okay? So how did both these episodes compare to Predictions of Nox Synopsis?
Well, I thought that in the first one, that'd be the Bergamot episode, but with diabetes. Sorry, I forgot I wrote that. But basically, they all sit around cooking to please the big bad guy.
Yeah.
And that was actually really correct in a, you know, roundabout sort of way. So I'll take it, obviously, because I'm like that. And the second one, Cutemon's quest for their parents to continue, it's horrendously interrupted by Bergamon. Yeah, using his emergency... No, okay. I did think this was the ultimate weapon he was talking about, but I guess your indication says it wasn't, so fair enough.
I literally can't remember. I just assumed it wasn't because, I don't know.
It feels to me like it could be, because if it's the thing that broke up the digital world, it's like, well, he could have been planning to put that back together.
Mm.
Yeah. So it was bad, obviously.
And what was the major difference that you noticed?
Obviously, taking out the boys don't cry thing is probably it, because that's such a strong, like... That's the whole point that they're trying to make. They're trying to make this point that, like, oh, boys don't cry. And then, obviously, the English writers go, that's really outdated. Let's stop. Let's not do that. Let's not have it say that, because that would be bad.
Mm. I'm glad that they made that change, and I don't think they've often done many things that I've been like, I like that change. I prefer this change, but I actually legitimately prefer this change. It's still not great. It's still like, hey, big boys don't cry, or what? Just make it big mon don't cry, or I don't know, something. But I do actually prefer the only bit that I prefer, like them saying, oh, the whole big boys don't cry, is when Mikey says, oh, everyone can cry. Like, I don't know, I like that. I'm like, thank you, Mikey. Mikey is just punching the patriarchy through the face. I love it. Mikey's my favorite. Actually, they're all my four. Basically, every Digimon character is my favorite except for
all the bad ones, which is most of them.
I can't remember a character I don't like. They're all pretty okay. And then there's, you know, characters like Eri and Mimi, or they're at the top. We had Digimon introduced, Spardamon and Matadamon. What were your thoughts? Because I love them both and I want them to be friends.
So, Matadamon's okay. Spardamon looks like it's from the wrong show, man.
I love his design. It's so cute and so blue. It's
really not Digimon-y. It seems like some random nothing show like Code Lyoko. And you're like, oh, these are all terrible designs by the French.
Oh, well, his forehead was normal size.
Who let anime be get touched by the French?
What about Chronomon, who is like Lunamon's counterpart from the Digimon Stories Dusk and Dawn game?
Well, I didn't know that part, but and that would actually make more sense, I guess, because it's like, yeah, red and all like the sun. But instead of that, it was just a random. It sort of felt out of place.
Yeah, no, I really do like when they show characters that they have designs for, and they've had Matadamon as a designer for a while too. What about Breakdramon?
You know what? For the Digimon that for a Digimon that existed beforehand, it seems terrible. The problem is that it looks like their version of Chimerimon that they made from the ground up, but it's not. They just woke it up.
I'm pretty sure it's one of the possible ultimate evolutions from Dracomon.
I have no idea.
Dracomon's little blue Digimon that I love, Thea.
Yeah, it doesn't really doesn't seem like it should track.
It goes either to a green one or a blue one of the same, and then they sort of split off from there. I don't know. I don't think there are any other Digimon. For Postmon Pat this week, I'll read the first one, and then Jay will read the last one. So, literally everyone on literally everywhere says, "Hey guys, the Kingdom Hearts collection on PS4. Cool. We know this now. Y'all can stop telling me now." I have, like...
What did we say last time?
We were like, "Hey, I wish the Kingdom Hearts collection was available all in one place."
I'm pretty sure I knew that.
Like... I don't think it's all of them, though. Like, I think it's just the main games. I don't think it's, like, it's probably... I don't think it's Dream
Drop
Distance or whatever
it's some of the...
called.
I actually... You know what? Screw it. I can bring it up in front of me. So, Kingdom Hearts, there is 1.5 and 2.5 Remix. Okay, there's the Kingdom Hearts all-in-one package. What is that? It's 1.5, 2.5 Remix, 2.8 Final Chapter, Prologue, 3... Okay, so it's 1, 2, 3, and a little extra thing. It doesn't have Dream Drop Distance. But honestly, maybe 1.5 and 2.5 have. Yeah. 1.5, 2.5 is Kingdom Hearts Final Mix, Re-Chain of Memories, 358 divided by 2 days, 2 Final Mix, Birth by Sleep, and Recoded. Ah, there is no Dream Drop Distance in here. And there's also a bunch of other ones that are really random. There's like a phone game that isn't included, obviously, which has important story-relevant stuff.
But yeah, so everyone decided to tell us the Kingdom Hearts collection's on PS4.
So if you want to spend $160 on all the Kingdom Hearts games, you can.
Is that much?
Well, it's for... yeah, it is actually, because 1.5, 2.5 has all that stuff. So if you want to buy every Kingdom Hearts game, it's $160.
Jeez. All right. So do we have anything else to say about Kingdom Hearts, or we want to read on to our Digimon-related one?
I have some interest in Kingdom Hearts. I just don't have that much interest. And also, I saw that video of those people reenacting that scene in the parking lot. Now I want to die.
I think I might have seen that. Maybe.
I will rescue her from the darkness.
Oh, yes. Okay, now I'm going to die. Now continue reading so I can die.
We got one with the Will from Chakmon, who says, "Although I like the Edamon Ninjas from episode 23, I didn't find this episode to be as funny this time around. At first it was cute, and now it's meh." Yes! Got him! Episode 24 is a good one for Digimon variety. Kabukimon is a personal favorite. And it gives Zendro screen time we haven't seen since the Lake Zone. I would disagree with May in that I actually liked the dubbed Darulamon and his comments about his team of Zenjiro and the B-team Monitormons. Every comment was basically a snarky eye roll, which I think is relatable when dealing with extraordinary incompetence when stuck in a group. I didn't really feel any malice in it, more frustration. I always thought that he was mumbling it under his breath so the others never really heard it. I mean, Zendro got a leg cramp in the water and needed saving, really? In a sense, Darulamon is supportive of Zendro by offering him chances to give up and turn back, but Zendro wanted to keep pressing forward. I think Zendro actually needed the option to go back in order to really push forward. Darulamon is always willing to go ahead and carry out the mission himself, and never insisted on it. He gave his teammates space to grow in the group, albeit sarcastically. Taiki was far more supportive of Zendro's capabilities than their dub counterparts, but that's to be expected as the dub will always pick the path allowing for character jabs rather than supportive friends. After episode 25 in the Disc Zone, they can see Taiki cross Kiriha's ships. They got in each other's faces a lot. I honestly don't remember what happens, if anything, with Choo Choo Mon. The answer is nothing, because it turns into this Tsu whatever Mon. And they totally forgot about that. Also, does that mean that they're one Digimon since they evolved into the same thing?
I think so, technically. Maybe.
Next, Volume 4. And Volume 4 of what?
Next.
Digimon Next, Volume 4. Right, of course. They really enjoyed Digimon Next as an alternate story in the Digimon Saviors universe. The pairings were pretty decent, and it was interesting to see the little brother character be in such a prominent position in the group, despite being denied such much agency. They really enjoyed the Yu and Galmon partnership. I really almost read that as Yu-Gi-Oh! Or Yu-Gi-Oh-mon. And Shu and Peckmon was another good one. Of interest with Next was the AATO Digimon and their differences with the natural Digimon. I don't know what any of this means.
You should read it because it's
eating
actually
eating a tamer's love. The whole undercurrent of how kids treat their Digimon toys was a great angle to frame the issues. This series seemed a tad quick in places. Well, if it ends in four parts, yeah. But overall, it was a good generic Digimon adventure. what a great indictment of the series.
I liked it.
Masaka Hiro Tsurugi, good and generic. I hope Yu recovers from his illness and Sho realizes his own character greatness under the blinding rays of Tsurugi's dynamic persona. I.e., they never resolve anything and I'm never going to read it.
You should. It's really
I really
good.
Did enjoy how Tsurugi and Sho were written with the respect in their interaction.
I don't know. I really enjoyed Next. And I want Jay to read it.
I have no context, and I refuse to get it.
No connects. That was a joke, I promise.
That was awful. All right, everybody. Join us for the next episode of Mikagura School Suite, Fall of the Final Cod Crown.
Or Taiki and Kiriha versus the Bagra Army, a complete showdown.
And When Worlds Collide.
Or Brand New Journey, Tokyo Showdown. So happity boop doop to Tom for July 2nd.
You can't do that. You can't write down happity boop doop.
I always write down happy boop doop.
You're meant to write down happy birthday.
And miss-say it.
Yes.
I don't think I could even handle miss-saying something at the moment. I'd probably say it correctly. I'm so dead. Anyway, so everything's linked in the description. So our link dump and our Redbubble, where you can get more than just shirts there too. You can contact us and stay updated. You can email us at lostintranslationmon@gmail.com. Or you can comment on this episode or message us on SoundCloud. You can follow us on @TranslationMon on Twitter, and you can find us on Lost in Translation on Tumblr, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. We have a Discord thread on With the Will, and a Reddit thread in the Digimon subreddit, and we would appreciate if you review us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and any other podcast listening app that you use. Ratings really assist people finding out about the podcast. And we have a website, you can vote in polls, check out our release schedule, and check out our blog posts.
And you can donate to our Patreon, which is linked in the description, from as little as $1 a month, which gets you access to our listener Slack chat group. But there are higher levels with more rewards, such as notes, early episodes, and more. Thank you to our current Patreon supporters, Sam Krieger, Stevie, who's Stevie Padamon on Tumblr, is currently taking commissions there, Metal Mamimon, Joe, Anime Guy, who's Anime Guy Kurosaki and the number one on YouTube, Chalkmon, Hirolato, who's at Fight Feng Huang on Twitter, Jason Morosky, Ryuchi, who's Frost from Magic on Archive Varone, and Inkot.com/Ryden Allen, Stephen Rees, who's Wildwick64 on Archive of Our Own. Why don't we just say AO3? It's so much easier.
Okay, I'll say AO3.
Oh, that would be the best. Years of this. Kaidawashi.
It hasn't been years. Mac. It's been like a couple of months of Archive of Our Own, I think.
Frost Magic, if I had one forever. There's been at least one for a long, long, long time. Kaidawashi, Mac, Noam, Riku, Chisai, who can follow at Chisai236 on Tumblr, Kyle, the Lady Bugman, whose anime blog you can read at baguburagu.wordpress.com, Glitchgoat, Aswin McCool, Gene Hackmon, who hosts New World Sonata, and which is a sci-fi fantasy audio drama podcast, Matthew, Anthony, who is at AntoClassic on Twitter, Lizmet, who's a Lekmon on Tumblr, Sporky, Sithobi, Megan, Kyliek, Neobu, The Time Optimist, Silverhead Freak 25, who is at SHF25Tweets on Twitter, Nicholas, Anthony V, Harrison, Michael, and Michael C.
You can also make more special on our PayPal, which is found in the description. It's paypal.me/edgemon. Make sure to listen to the podcast. We'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.